You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Even when I stand in front of a row of canned tomatoes in my supermarket, I absolutely struggle in trying to figure out which one to buy. I look at the sodium content, the sugar content, I look at the price. It just takes a long time, and odds are I may not pick the best one as it is. But here to help both you and me with this issue is someone who knows how to buy a better bag of groceries. It's Dr. Catherine Katz, author of A Full Flavor Diet, which she wrote with her well-known nutrition expert husband, Dr. David Katz. And Catherine has been buying bags of groceries for years because she has a family of seven. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hi. Nice to be here.
It's so great to have you. You have raised five children. Well, one's still home, but he's a teenager,
yes.
Right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. It's been a long journey, but yeah, now I only have one left at home.
I know. It begins to feel like it went a little too fast at this
point,
doesn't it?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Well, I can't even imagine how many bags of grocery carts or how many bags of groceries you have thrown into carts and filled and loaded in your car.
Oh,
at
yes.
What point did you say, Kat, there's got to be an easier way to figure out what to buy?
Oh, my goodness. Really, early on, you know, my husband, as you said, is a nutrition expert, and I really wanted to do him justice, do us justice, and really be able to detect at a glance, you know, what was better for us. And it just was getting difficult. I mean, at times I had two toddlers and one newborn in tow. I mean, you just don't have time to spend all that time figuring out sodium, sugar content. And I was quite knowledgeable at the time. So one day, and this is interesting because that's really my husband loves to tell that story, because it really prompted him to invent what is now known as the Nuval system, which is a GPS for the food supply. But let me back up. One day, I came home with four different loaves of bread. And I said to him, look, I know my stuff, but look, bread number one has the most fiber of all of them, but also the most sodium. Is that a good trade-off or a bad one? I can't tell. And then bread two, it has less sodium. It's pretty good in fiber, but it's high in fructose corn syrup. That's fairly low down on the list, which means it's not that much, but still not so good. Okay, who needs that? Then there's number three, bread number three. Doesn't have the added sugar, the fiber is decent, and the sodium isn't bad, but, you know, it says zero trans fat in the front of the package, but when I look in the back, it says partially hydrogenated oil. That's trans fat. No good. Bread number four, it says it has multigrains. I can't tell if any one of them is a whole grain. What do you do with this? You can't compute all that. So, I mean, he said, okay, listen, if you can't tell, I mean, who has a chance, a clue to be able to do that? And so what this was way back when, he convened a group of scientists, the top-notch all over the world, and convened this group to come up with what is literally a GPS for the food supply, where he created this complicated algorithm, looking at all the nutrients, the protein, the fat content, the quality of the protein, the minerals, the vitamins, all that against all the bad stuff that was in them, trans fat, saturated fat, et cetera. And what comes out of that is a number from 1 to 100, and that's what you get to see now on the supermarket shelf, right next to the price of each item. So now if you go to look for a bread, you know, literally you see, okay, this bread is a 52, that's fantastic, and this bread is a 20, not so great. And it's made such a difference, and it's now all over the country, and that has helped me, among many others, really make it easier to just do that.
Oh, boy, can we so identify with you? I love that story. When you brought all the breads home and say, all right, which one? We struggle with that all the time. So, wow, that is just so helpful. So if we look to the price to the right or the left, we'll see just two numbers, or will it be identified
exactly.
as a, it will say it's a, Is there any? Are there any words next to it, or how do we know that's the number?
No, you will see a little hexagon with a Nouval logo, and right next to it will be a number. Now, what's really wonderful is, you know, if you want to get broccoli and kale and all these wonderful produce, yeah, they're going to score 195. You expect them to score well, and so should you, and you should get them. But when you're looking for bread or a cracker or anything in a bottle or jar or can, you can't possibly, like I said, with the bread, you can't compute all that. And what's so nice is that you're not going to expect to see 100, but within each category, there's a better bread and a worse bread for you. And there's a whole range that you get to decide which one is do I want to get. And because it's next to the price, you can also decide, you know, this one is not even expensive. It's just that I would never have known that that's the one that's healthier for me. It has a 45. That's fantastic, much better than the 10 that I got with Wonder Bread or something like that. So it's just so, you know, it kind of holds your hand. And I love to think of it as a GPS. I mean, it doesn't tell you what to buy, but it certainly guides you. And if you want to get the better in each category, bread and tomato paste, like you were talking about, dressing, cereal, you will just see it just right there at a glance. And for a busy mom or dad, you know, schlepping to the supermarket with all the kids, that's a great thing.
You're absolutely right. You know, Catherine, I can definitely identify with your situation. I mean, you had a PhD and you had trouble dissecting all this information. I tell people all the time, I'm a registered dietitian. I went through even the extra program for master's to do research. And sometimes I get to the grocery store and my husband says, I'll never go with you because I take so long. Because if I see one new thing, I have to study it.
Oh, so, you don't know how many times I would literally, if there was a video camera watching me take a look, this is before Nouval, I would look at the ingredient list, look at it, and then literally almost kind of throw it out of there and think, oh God, I can't believe this. Be appalled with, you know, you get to a certain point and you see that partially hydrogenated oil or high fructose corn syrup, when it was doing so well up to a certain point, you know, you just almost want to give up because you cannot compute it all.
Now, you're absolutely right. And so I want to clarify for everybody, that little number, again, the lower numbers mean not great. So you want to get the highest number you can in each category. And I love it how you put it into perspective. You're right. You know, if you're going to buy fresh produce, that's going to be your hundreds. When you go to bread, you may not find 100, but that's when you have your control to make your decisions. You know, he gave you a GPS. I love that. He's holding your hand. It's up to you to kind of balance price with the Nouval number and make the better decision for my family.
Exactly. And you know, sometimes the food industry is out there to trick us to buy the more expensive, and what they may want you to believe is a healthier. But there's one particular item that I just love that to talk about, because for example, the reduced fat peanut butter. I mean, who would buy that except for, you know, a person who really wants to do better? I just want it to be better for me. Well, in fact, if you look at the regular peanut butter versus the reduced fat, what they have actually done is, yes, they've diluted it a bit, but they've added more salt, more sugar, and Nouval wasn't fooled by that. And you get to see, oh, no, this fat-reduced peanut butter actually scores less well, and I'm not going to be fooled by that. I'm just going to get the regular, simple, you know, peanuts, that's it, no added sugar, no added salt. That's the one that's going to score better. And it tells you
fantastic.
That. So sometimes
fantastic.
It helps you not to be tricked.
Yeah, that is a great example. The peanut butter is fantastic. And we all have Dr. Katz's family to thank for this wonderful system. So I want to encourage everybody next time you go grocery shopping to look for that number, but also find out more from Dr. Catherine Katz on her website, and that's kuzinicity.com. And to listen to us, remember, you can always go to Radio MD. In the meantime, stay well.